Hey, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to Auto Transport Intel. It is Friday. It is noon Central Time. That means it's time for Cars on the Move, where we connect dealers, auctions, and carriers. Thank you guys so much for taking the time to tune in. Do me a favor. Go ahead and hit that like button and let a friend know. If you know somebody that's having a hard time figuring out how to talk to car dealers or make contacts at the auto auction, growing business in general, right? Yesterday we looked at the load boards and maybe, you know what? Maybe that is just not working out. It's time to grow your business. You're here with Cars on the Move. Go ahead and click that share button. You see it right below the video. Then you click copy. You grab that YouTube link. You text it, email it, share it on social media, send it to a friend, send out that life preserver, and help grow the channel and let people know the good news. And also, listen, if you've got deep, burning business questions, go to autotransportintel.com, click on sign up, talk to Ty. We'll get you signed up and talking to Ty. You can also be on the roundtable if you want to, where we talk to other folks that are growing their business. Or you can join the live chat. Just join the live chat. Say hello. We got Vistaga. We got Mark Rodicky. Thank you guys so much for joining us on Cars on the Move. And look at that. Hey, look at that. Dispatch Center. I got my Dispatch Center shirt on. You see it right there. There it is right there. And it is now time. It's 2 after. Let's talk to Ty. Ty, can you see me and hear me okay?
Yeah, Jed. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. How you good. Doing?
I'm doing great. It's a little windy, so I'm trying to hide out of the wind. Sunny, beautiful day. A little chilly, but I'm in Kansas City. I'm at the auction. I'm in the transport parking lot. There's car haulers behind me. Wholesalers running around over there. Auction people running around over there. Auction update. I'm at a physical auction. They ran physical cars. They had real live people at the auction yesterday. They had an 85% sale. The numbers of used cars running through this auction continues to go higher every week. Okay? So, there's your boots on the ground. There's your tie talking about auctions, dealers, and transport parking lots, car haulers, right? That's what I talk about. You know that, Jay. So,
oh, yeah.
I'm putting that out there because this week has really spun me out. Okay?
Uh-oh.
As we all know, Ty's not the technology guy. Ty doesn't really care about the technology. That's Ty. But some interesting things took place this week. Monday, before your show Tuesday night, your Tuesday night show was huge, right? That was a big show.
Yeah, it was a big show.
Okay, what was it about, Jay?
Yeah, so Tuesday night was, and you know what's fun is that now at this point, we schedule shows months in advance, so I've known this. In December, Beck and I had talked about doing a panel discussion. So Tuesday night was the Super Dispatch panel discussion.
Okay.
It was great.
And that was geared towards the future of transportation.
The future of auto transport. Port. Yeah.
So, Jay, what was your takeaway in maybe 2 sentences of Tuesday night's show?
You know, well, here's what's interesting is that, I only have 2 sentences. I've been involved in several transportation and logistics panel discussions lately. And to me, it was really another crack at transportation and logistics discussions. So there's some common themes like pizza tracker, where's my car, which we talk about. Talk to a dealer. What's he want to know? Where's my car? So you've got that, which gets us into technology. Also, how's the carrier doing, right? Because without the carrier, nothing gets moved. So those are 2 common themes. I'm going to stop there. What was your takeaway? What did you think?
Okay, well, I want to reinforce what you said. And I like bouncing it off you first. And the reason is because you serve a very different purpose. And I love what you do, okay?
Thanks,
you're connecting the executives and you're bringing these big hitters in, you know, Super Dispatch, CDN, Derek, that Dean and Marco, right? And I'm the guy that's talking to all the people that come through ATI Insider. Okay, I talk to the guy that wants to get in, the guy that's in, and the guy that's in and needs help. That's my job. So as I talk to these carriers, I become frustrated because I'm the guy that says, just go talk to the car dealer. They do the same thing all the time. Just go do it. Well, things are changing, Ty. All right. So my takeaway is this. I don't care if you're new, want to get in it and think you know what you're doing, or in it and really think you know what you're doing. It's time to pay attention. As a carrier, here's my takeaway. One sentence from Tuesday night's show. It was, if you're a carrier, it's time to put your A game on. It's time to really take this to the next level. What did you hear those guys asking about? They kept asking about transparency. What kind of transparency were they asking about of and for the carrier? Where are you? Where is the car? Communication, communication, communicate. You heard it all night. Heard it all night.
Communicate. In fact, I think that was a slogan of the night. Communication, communication, communication.
Yeah.
Right? So where are you?
If you're a carrier, you should be listening. Okay? And you hear Jay say this all the time. 2021, you're the hybrid. And you're seeing it when you tune into ATI, whether that's Tuesday night, whether that's Wednesday DOT, whether that's Thursday Dispatching Live, whether that's Friday Cars on the Move. If you're paying attention, everybody is talking about you and to you. You are the carrier, right? So what is your frustration? Oh, the rates are too low. The rates suck. The rates. There's too many apps. Oh, God, right? Okay, fine. Take a look at yourself. Pull the truck over, get out, go in the bathroom, and look in the mirror. What are you doing? And why are you doing it? These are real questions. Okay?
Whoa.
It's time to figure out, what are you doing?
That would be an incredible ad. I see it, man. The truck is parked at the truck stop, right? We start with macro view, and we slowly move in, and we go inside. The bathroom door is open, and there's the trucker standing looking in the mirror. And it says, what are you doing? It's an amazing ad right there. I don't mean to take us off track. What I love, what we're doing, Ty, is that your timing, talking about this stuff and then my platform, what we're doing is, the timing is incredible. Because if nothing was changing, this would get really old. We'd be like some other clickbait channel. Everything keeps changing. It's insane. And anybody that was positive that what they were doing would never change, how many business owners do you know right now that are already rejiggering their formula and recipe of how to make money? It's insane. I can't even believe some of the things I've heard lately about what people are doing different.
Yeah. So, and the reason I want to set it up like this, we have a special guest today. I'm really excited about our guest, okay? And the reason I'm excited isn't because I'm into technology, all right? Because, oh, giveaway, our guest is technology guy. The reason I'm excited is because I talk to you guys every day. And I know, I can tell. So what I get the phone call, the 20-minute free phone call. Sign up for ATI Insider, you get to talk to Ty for 20 minutes. Okay, cool. You know what I end the conversation with, Jay? Go talk to 5 car dealers and call me back. You know how many people call back?
I know, right? Yeah.
That's not 5.
And people are busy. We get that. It's sometimes if going to talking to car dealers feels like, well, that's something extra I got to do. First, I got to make money and do what I'm doing. But there comes that moment where you're staring in the mirror at the truck stop and you're thinking, what am I doing?
And so based on that, I feel this ridiculous sense of responsibility to what I call bumper rails at the bowling alley. You know what the bumper rails at the bowling alley are?
Oh, yeah.
The ball is not going to go in the gutter. Okay? That's safe. We can safely assume the ball, as we roll it down the lane, it's not going to go in the gutter. So, this is what happened. Monday, I did a demo with a tech company. Yeah, I just said that. It was an hour demo. I did it. Incredible. Okay, did you hear Ty, the right. not tech guy?
Ty, not the tech guy. I know. I got a text from you, and I'm like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Ty was on fire. What day was that? Wednesday?
That was Monday.
Oh, it was Monday.
Oh, okay. This is why I love it. This week was not planned. I do a demo Monday. I'm blown away. Tuesday night, I sit through 2 hours, 2.5 hours of nothing but tech, right?
Which so, you never do that. Never. I don't do that. Like, never. When's the last time you Polaris? Have you ever used a mobile app to do an inspection? That is hilarious. And you did both of the. You learned more about both of those things on Monday and more, right?
Yeah. Wow. And so as I'm paying attention, so I'd show up Thursday in dispatching live. I'm sorry I missed Wednesday, but I made it for Thursday dispatching live. Throwing questions at the audience. How many apps are you using? How many load boards are you using? How complicated is it? Sentence number two from Tuesday night. There seems to be a lot of technology that seems to make things more difficult. If you listen, okay, so I'm a carrier. I'm going to listen to the technology companies. You know what they say? We just want to know where you're at, and you won't tell us. Okay, so here's where Ty slides into knowing car dealers for a long time. Here's what Ty says. Hey, look, I'll be happy to give you transparency that you want. I'll let you know where I'm at. You do me a favor first. Oh, yeah, sure. What's that, buddy? I want all you damn apps and all you crazy out here running around shoving this stuff down my throat. Make it easy. I'll let you know where I'm at. I want to use my app of my preference to run my business, and that works for me. But don't shove your crap down my throat. We can all get along, right?
That's why Tuesday night really was neat, is that there were several moments you could kind of feel the fragments. It was like a superhero movie. You could feel fragments of the universe beginning to converge and rejoin. Because that's what auto transport needs.
It was good. So Monday I do a demo. Tuesday night I sit in 2 hours of nothing but tech. Right, future of transportation. Thursday, I'm in the live chat trying to figure out how many guys use this tech. Today, I've got a guest on who's a tech guy. So we'll just call this Ty's Tech Week. Ty the Transport Guy Tech, whatever you want to call it. So I'm excited. Let's go ahead and I'll let you do the intro, Jay.
Are you talking about the introduction for Nick?
Yep.
Yeah.
The super surprise tech guest.
All right, perfect. All right, okay, so it is time. We're almost halfway through the show, but that's okay because we are now about to bring in a special guest. And please do say hello in the live chat while we do this. I want to bring in our friend Nick. Oh, there we go.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Nick, how are you doing, man?
Great. How have you been?
We're good, and I'm going to just put the logo on the screen. Nick is with Go4It app. Nick, why don't you properly introduce yourself, say hello to the live audience today.
Hello, everyone. My name is Nick Avaliani. I'm a CEO and co-founder at Go4It Systems. Go4It app is a digital platform where car dealerships, auto transporters get connected to arrange transportation deals. Also, transporters use Go4It app to replace paper bill of lading, to find loads posted by car dealerships or private car shippers. And we have recently released a tool that enables auto transport dispatchers to effectively manage their fleet, assign loads and track them, and do the invoicing.
You've got a lot of different things going on, right? Because do you transport vehicles or, right? Tell me more about that because I actually can't remember.
I also own a car shipping company and, by the way, broker license as well. But I'm not busy with brokerage right now. We are busy with developing Go4It app to further levels to go to the next step. We are now in the process to implement AI in Go4It because we believe that the age of load boards is gonna soon end. We believe so. There are so many load boards that dispatchers. I'm dealing with dispatchers every day, and I hear how stressful they are when they look at all those load boards, and they have to be very fast to catch. Right load from out of market, And so after we analyzed this data, we talked to many auto transport dispatchers around us, transporters who don't have dispatchers. There are many transporters like that. We decided to implement AI, artificial intelligence, in the system that will be based on load alerts rather than load boards, which means that if transporter is going by Boston, let's say, the dispatcher on the screen will see the available loads that pop up near Boston. And he or she has, let's say, 10 minutes to decide if they want this load. Otherwise, it goes to next available transporter on the, in the platform. So that's basically the short description of what we do. The rest will do, we believe that smart tools that we are implementing will do and improve the overall efficiency of auto transport industry.
And you know, the fact is that, like, so companies like Convoy years ago also doing more load alert style, what would you call that? You know, where you don't have to hunt for the load. Like you said, you don't have to hunt for the load on the load board. The load finds the carrier. And that kind of technology, yes, yes, it's a musical chairs game. I mean, in any innovation, somebody's going to be left without a chair. But if you adapt and retrain, then you now you sit in a new chair, which is kind of, that's my take on autonomous trucking. But I certainly don't want to go there. So right. what I'm talking about, though, is technology that makes changes. And so that actually brings us to why. Let's segue into why we're here today. What happened? What happened on Facebook the other day?
Yeah, that's very interesting. I was surfing on my Facebook, and the Facebook reminded me to the show 2 years ago that we did. And we were talking about online auto auctions, how it would change markets, especially auto transport industry. And if you remember, ACV Auction was a small company by then, was raising fast, but was still small startup. They founded 6 years ago. And we were talking about how this would change wholesale car market. And of course, it would affect auto transport as well. Now, ACV is valued at $5 billion. They recently did the IPO. And the price opened, the stock price opened 28% higher than expected, which for me, it was expected because I'm hauling cars for ACV every day. Like every day, around 300-400 cars go through GoForIt app that is provided by ACV, and the auto transporters use GoForIt app to process and dispatchers to arrange the cars booked on ACV load board. So I knew this was happening, and I see that I see the same trend is going to continue. The online auto auctions are going to affect wholesale car markets, and of course auto transportation. If you paid attention, let's say 5-6 years ago, the loads were more concentrated in one hand. I would say more concentrated with large freight brokers. Now the loads are kind of scattered across the map. Like, well, there is one car in Boston, there is one car in Cambridge, Massachusetts, there is one car. All these cars might have been at one place on some physical auto auction, right? But now they are scattered across dealerships. So the old-fashioned load boards and the brokerage style would not solve the problem of transportation today. And this problem needs artificial intelligence. This problem needs more load alert system than load boards and telephone booking, etc. So you know that.
And I want to say this too, and I'm going to hand it over to Ty, but I want to say this too. We know you're right because Central, Ready, and probably other systems charge extra for those load notifications. So it's not like load notifications is the flavor of the day and it's going away. Not true. It's a premium product.
Yes, of course. And also, how fast are those notifications? I don't think so. It comes to your email, it comes to your phone, but still, look at it this way. fraction of seconds matter now to catch a right load. Let's check it out. Check the ACV load board, right? When the load is posted, you have to have five hands or five dispatchers to quickly, like in milliseconds, catch that load, right? And so that's why it's more systems like load alert based systems, and whoever is next to the dealership gets a load. Like this type of attitude approach will I think replace the load boards pretty soon. And what is interesting, like this field is very based on relationships and connections, right? Everybody knows everyone. Dealerships know transporters know another transporters, brokers know dealerships. So everybody knows everyone. So when probably the dealership sees that auto transporter is passing by his or her dealership, who transported car 3 years ago to that dealership. So I gain a trust, right? I gain a trust that, oh, okay, this company transported 3 years ago some of my cars, and now he's passing by my dealership, and I have a car to ship as soon as possible. So why not? I'm giving him right away, quickly check the insurance is up to date, and here we go. The car is like the alert is sent to the transporter going by dealership, right? So yeah, this system is gonna soon be in place. That's my prediction again. Like you remember, we did prediction 2 years ago about ACV, how it would change the market, and now if we let's bet on it. Like I would say, in 2 years, 3 years from now, there will be more load alert based systems in auto transport than load board systems.
Ty.
Well, I like what I'm hearing. That. Interesting, though, I don't think, and Jay, correct me if you would know better than I do, but I don't think I've heard anybody in technology say AI.
Just a few people. When the term AI kind of sounds like robot future, so it's not, but it's machine learning, which is basically that's where intelligence is now.
So I would go with that. That caught my attention. Next is okay, obviously we need carriers, right? So we'll get back to the carriers in a minute. But the next question is okay, that all sounds really cool. How many loads are on your, I'm assuming this is a load board and a TMS. Is that correct?
Is GoForward a TMS?
It's transportation management software as well.
Through an app though, right?
Through web.
Okay.
Like, if you allow me, I can share the screen.
Yeah, show us, because I actually, that's a great question. You should be able, yeah, you can share, yeah. Yeah, I haven't seen it in a while. Okay, yeah, that's a TMS, okay.
Okay, so that's kind of a start page, just shows you the stats, how your driver did, this is just a testing account, not a real account, so it shows the gross the driver made per week, or maybe per month. It compares to the last year. You can also check which driver did how much and compare to each other. And also quickly gives you insights how auto transporters in generally, the transporters who you dispatch are generally working and how much you're getting from them. And also as a dispatcher, like dispatcher fee. So what you can do is, very easily assign loads to your driver by simply uploading any load, any kind of load.
PDF?
If you buy a car. Yeah, if you buy a car on ACV auction, you can upload the ACV load PDF. Or if you have cars arrive, one dispatch, metro loads, any kind. Yeah. But that's not something new, but the new stuff that we are going to implement soon is based on distributing loads between transporters. Like you will see the transporter the same way you see that your Uber driver approaching you. So this is me right here. That's where I'm located, by the way. So if I start moving now, you see me, like dispatcher sees how his transporter is moving. And so the cars that is around this transporter, I can assign it or I change route. If I think that my transporter should go to like next car, which is right here, and it quickly gives me the insight how many miles it added just to change route, and if it makes sense for me as a dispatcher to book that load. So that's just a very simple and short description of what we offer. Of course, bill of lading, invoicing, and the load tracking is another option that we have. So this is a TMS part of Go4it app. Dispatchers use this application to assign loads to their drivers and track them. And the drivers have mobile apps, both for Android and iOS, where they receive those load alerts by dispatchers or by dealerships. And we have few dealerships who use our application constantly. They have profiles, mobile profiles, and we are pretty soon releasing, if you see under logo here, for
Ooh,
dealers.
For dealers. Ooh, yeah. Nice. Because the other one said for dispatchers.
Yeah. So we are very soon, let's say, upload ACV sleep, right? Here is a sleep. I purchase the car on ACV and I quickly upload. So here is my car on the map. I see where it is. Then I go to transporters and I find my, first of all, I find my favorite transporters here who transported cars some time ago for me. So I gain more trust to them, right? So I quickly offer the load and the load goes to the transporter in the mobile app that this dealership, like New Jersey BMW or whatever, is offering you a load. Okay, so you see new offer. So I was logged in by my account. So I received the notification that new offer came through. So this is brief description what we try to do. We are going to connect dealerships with auto transporters. And if auto transporter has a dispatcher, so the first notification goes to dispatcher. So the dispatcher will see that there will be some like a different color load icon that it says this deal, and it will be blinking. Now this dealership just posted a load and he's interested to offer it to your driver. So you as a dispatcher, you decide if this load makes sense for you, and you can just approve or decline if you like to send it to your driver. So that's a system that is coming, and the AI is the next step that we are going to arrange these loads. Like for example, dispatcher gets up in the morning and does not want to scroll 10 different load boards and decides let's use Go4it AI today, sets up alerts that I want car to take car from Boston to Detroit, Michigan. Three cars. I have availability of three cars on my trailer. And so leaves the system like that. And like within an hour or half hour, maybe the load alerts will start jumping or blinking or kind of sending sound alerts that you got your first car, you got your second car, etc. And so the dispatcher has 15 minutes or maybe 10 minutes. I'm not yet very clear about it, but that's not a big deal. So has, let's say, 15 minutes to decide if I want this load or not. So press OK and the load is booked. And AI decides to offer load based on past data, because the data of dispatcher is known, right? That this dispatcher, let's say, work gets only loads that is $2 per mile or $1.50 per mile. And AI knows it. And AI won't offer the load that is 30 cents per mile. How many of you are tired of looking on many load boards and you just want to find good car and you see all this bunch of cars that offer 30 cents per mile and you just don't want to see, like your eye gets tired. You filter them out, right? So in this case, the AI does all this stuff for you, and you have just 15 minutes to click. You want this or you don't want this.
Wow. So real quick, because I know a lot of the guys I talk to, you know, they don't. Where do I get cars? So I always say go talk to car dealers and auctions. Then my new is go talk to car dealers, go talk to auctions, and go get signed up for Central Dispatch, ACV, backlog cars, cars arrive, ready logistics, the list keeps going. So carriers are looking for loads, right? And you, if I'm on your app, what do I find cars on your deal as well?
Yes, absolutely. If you are a transporter who does not have dispatcher, you are on your way. You can use all this stuff what I have just told in your application. But if you have a dispatcher, the job goes to your dispatcher to simply approve or deny the cars that is coming in the way of load alerts.
I got it.
Yeah, nobody looks on the load board anymore in this system. But the load alerts come and you just choose. You want this or you don't want this. And so we believe that this system is coming. Why? Because the time gains more value. 10 years ago, it was okay if you waited for your car that you bought on Mannheim or at this auction like 10 days and it was like 300 miles away. But now dealers want their cars sometimes within hours they buy it. They want these cars to be delivered next day if the car is like 300 mile radius. So we believe that time will gain more and more value, right? It's just a fact, like time always gains more value. The system gets faster and faster. Speed is more and more important. So that's why like one car holder is okay.
and a tow lift. I want to say this too. So coming back to ACV, and we only got a few minutes left, is that just as we see AI and load notifications, load alerts, you see future and technology moving in a direction, ACV identified a trend and jumped on it as well, which was the digital auction, right? Now, there's a time and a place. Hybrid model is best, physical and digital. So how did ACV capitalize, in your words, what you see based on the trends and the use of technology? How did ACV capitalize on that and become so big so fast?
Exactly. It capitalized by identifying the opportunity. Number one, the time was more important, becoming more important than before for dealerships. Second, the dealerships are more interested to sell cars on ACV than on physical auction. Why? Because the system was like that. So the customer, everything comes from individual customer, right? The customer was coming to my dealership, trading his or her vehicle. I was collecting those vehicles, 5, 6, 3, 4, 5, 10, 9, maybe like 15. And then I was hiring auto transporter, 9 car haulers, 7, 5, or 3 car hauler, doesn't matter. And I was sending those cars to physical auction, maybe 1 week, and the auction would upload in the system maybe like 3 days after. The car would sell 5 days later, or doesn't sell, it depends. And then the car was going to new owner maybe within 15 days, 30 days, 45 days. Now the dealerships are receiving trade-in vehicles. They are uploading on ACV right away. Why? Because they know those cars will be gone next day. Go for a driver who comes tomorrow and will pick up that car from the dealership. And sometimes within an hour, sometimes within 30 minutes of sale, because we have done so in New Jersey dealers, like the dealers are selling cars and 30 minutes after, so the transporter is on the door, knocking on the door, give me that car. How that can happen? The dealership like surprises. I even have those surprise on my cell phone that they are sending me how this even happened, that 30 minutes ago I sold this car and now the guy is picking up already. So I think that's natural. That was natural that ACV kind of capitalized on this, that it was coming. And the market was in need of such system. And so they did.
So, and Ty, looking back at what just happened for the past 30 minutes and what you were talking about on Monday with technology blowing your mind, what's your takeaway? Where are you at right now? What are you thinking?
Well, I'm going to you know, it's taken, what, you and I, we've been butting heads for a long time, and I still am resistant to what I'm hearing, right? But again, we have so many people that, you know, they watch that YouTube clickbait video that says I can do this and make a lot of money. And, you know, as your platform grows, what you've done, as we have people like Nick, and we have Super Dispatch, we have Super Flow, and we have CDN, and, you know, the list keeps going. I see two ways here. I see the carriers will be willing to give the technology guys what they want. I mean, if you're listening to Nick, he's saying, if you're into this technology, things go, right? You're moving. And you know, I'm excited for the roundtable because I'm going to start talking about characteristics of car haulers. And one of the characteristics about car haulers is they don't really think too far ahead and they're always in a hurry. And I fall completely in that category, okay? So what I'm saying is as this is going at the light of speed, for the guy like me who has a problem sitting still, who has a problem focusing, what I'm saying is there is technology that can help you succeed. If you're not going to have that personality that just talks to anybody, okay? If you're going to have that business that really is happy with load boards, that's okay. There's a way to make it work. And you're seeing that. You're hearing that. I heard it all week. Do I love it? I'm starting to accept it, right? But I still think the responsibility is going to come back to the carrier. And I think we're all going to sit at the table and we're going to negotiate with the tech guys. So the carriers are going to negotiate with the tech guys. All the tech guys want is, where are you at, right? What are we going to give them? We'll give you where we're at. Help us navigate through this app. There were four on last Tuesday night, right? So I think the tech guys are going to have some negotiations to do amongst themselves is what I'm thinking.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you. And I'll just, if you don't saw my old Facebook posts, like 2015, 2016, my first job was a driver for a 9-car hauler. So my first trip was I took 8 cars in Philadelphia, and I took all the way to San Francisco delivering to private owners. And so this was my first job. I have driven almost all kinds of trailers, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, even 1-car trailer at some point. And I first of all, before I come from technology side, I come from car hauling side. So I actually know those hardships that car haulers have right now. I was a car hauler not having dispatcher. I was a car hauler having dispatcher. I experienced both of both ways. And I would say that these so many load boards and deciding fast which load to book is actually causing inefficiency. So if I set some alerts in the system, like let's say I set alerts on Monday that this week I want to gross $5,000, and just let the technology find me loads without me watching my phone, would be the best solution for everybody. Car hauler, dealership that is looking to get rid of cars sitting on their territory for a while, right? So I think that this load alert system would benefit everybody, dispatchers, car haulers, as it will, with my estimate, it might not be that correct. I mean, might not be accurate, but I was watching all those load boards, and by my estimate, there's 50 million car shipment deals simply not happening every week because
I want to interrupt you. I'm sorry, hang on. I want to interrupt you because you've got a load board. Central Dispatch has a load board. You know who else is getting into load boards? Dealers. Auto Select, right? ACV, yeah, to me is a dealer. And here's what I'm trying to get at.
It's interesting.
Okay. Is there a way for your load board to talk to their load board and their load boards to everybody's load board to talk to everybody's load board? Because if we're not careful, guys, we're going to go straight back to where we just came from, which is this fragmentation, which is everybody wants to know one thing. Where's the car? Right? Exactly. Where's my car? That's what everybody wants to know. Who's got the answer? The carrier. If we continue, and I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just saying if I was a technology company and I'm going to come up with this new revolutionary idea to help save the world, and I know there's load board after load board after load board, and I mean, there are load boards that will not talk to you, period. Unless you're in their deal.
If you watch Dispatching Live, you can start to find out who those groups are. I want to say this. We're going to do final thoughts. We're going to wrap up. But I just want to say this before I forget. Hey, Nick, when did you contact me? What was that, the other day? Through Instagram, right?
Exactly.
And yes. Now you're here. So I want everybody to know that if you want to participate in a show on this channel, be a part of the conversation, stop feeling like you don't have a voice. And I see it. I see this on a lot of social media threads where people say things, but they feel like they're not being heard. Be heard. Be on Auto Transport Intel. Send me an email, autotransportintel@gmail.com. Contact me through Instagram, Twitter. Contact Ty and let us know. Because the fact is, Nick, you contacted me the other day, and now you're here on Cars on the Move, and we're talking about this stuff. So I want to thank you for contacting me. That's my final thought.
Yeah, my final thought.
Thank you too.
Go ahead, Nick. I'll give you the final thought, and I'll be the final thought.
All right.
Yes, what Ty said is very, very important, the fragmentation of market. This is a big headache in auto transport, right? I'm dealing with that. I own a car transport company, right? I'm dealing with it all the time, that you don't know exactly where the car, which load board owns the car deal, right? This same car might be advertised in simultaneously on many other load boards. Even on Central Dispatch, you see same car, same model, same make, same year, advertised, same town, going same origin, same destination. And you see all the same information, and you are getting you hesitate to call because you already know there will be a problem, right? Unless you have driver 20 minutes away from a pickup location, right? So this problem, what Ty mentioned, fragmentation of a market, is huge in auto transport, that because the load boards don't talk to each other, the system is not centralized, so the one car might be dispatched simultaneously on multiple load boards. But yeah, this needs a more global approach than just a go-for-it approach of making load alerts. This means the load board should come together and share API. That's all, API information, just to verify car by VIN code. By the way, when go-for-it started, if you don't put VIN code in the load board, you cannot advertise the car that you want to take from one place to another one place. The reason why we made this mandatory was because if you don't put VIN codes, right, there might be many same, the people might advertise the same car on many other load boards. And the car is identifiable by VIN code, right? So if the load boards will come together, share API, and detect that one VIN code is advertised on many load boards, so this something will happen. There will be a kind of comment on the car that this car is available on like 100 different load boards. So it would alert car transporter too to be cautious not to book a car that is already booked 10 other load boards.
Yeah, good. Okay.
All right, Ty, final thought.
Final thought. Nick, thanks for reaching out to Jay. Thanks for coming on the show. Thank you so much for reminding us what happened 2 years ago. If you're a carrier, my advice is go talk to car dealers. I will never not say that, okay? If you live somewhere and you have car dealers where you live, go talk to a car dealer. Where do you get your used cars? How do you get them home? Period. Today's Friday. It's a good Friday. And everybody have a good weekend.
Yes,
if you need me, you got my number. Give me a call. sign up at the ATI Insider. Jay, thank you so much.
Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. Hope you have a nice holiday weekend. Thanks for joining us here on Cars on the Move on Auto Transport Intel. Stay safe, and we'll see you soon. Peace out, everybody. Say goodbye.